Welcome to this new video, where we delve into an ancient philosophy filled with profound wisdom that will help you overcome challenges and find inner peace. Today, we'll explore 9 Stoic keys that will make you outsmart everyone else. In a world full of challenges and pressures, how can you remain steadfast and strong? These keys will provide you with the guidance you need to achieve that. Stay with us until the end, as each topic we cover will be a crucial key to unlocking wisdom and serenity in your life. If you find value in this video, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, give us a thumbs up, and type "keep it up" in the comments below. Let's get started. Lesson 1. Don't talk about challenges. The Stoic secret to turning trials into triumphs. Hey there, Stoic seekers. Today we're diving into a key principle of Stoicism that can truly transform how you handle life's curveballs. Don't talk about your challenges. Now, I know what you're thinking. Wait, shouldn't I vent to my friends when I'm going through a tough time? Or, isn't it healthy to express my feelings? And yes, those things can be helpful in moderation. But the Stoics offer a different perspective, one that emphasizes inner strength, resilience, and focusing on what you can control. The Stoic take on challenges. The Stoics believed that life is full of challenges, from minor annoyances to major setbacks. It's just part of the human experience. But they also believed that our response to those challenges is what truly matters. Instead of complaining or dwelling on our problems, we should focus on finding solutions and cultivating inner strength. As Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor and philosopher, wisely said, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." The Stoics saw challenges not as roadblocks, but as opportunities for growth and self-improvement. Strength in silence. So, what does this mean for us in the real world? It means that instead of constantly talking about our problems, we should focus on taking action to overcome them. It means cultivating a quiet strength and resilience, even in the face of adversity. Think about it this way. Complaining about a difficult project at work doesn't actually make the project any easier. It might even make it feel more overwhelming. But if you focus on breaking down the project into smaller tasks, setting achievable goals, and taking consistent action, you'll not only make progress, but also build your confidence and resilience. The power of perspective. The Stoics also emphasized the importance of perspective. When we're caught up in our challenges, it's easy to lose sight of the bigger picture. But by taking a step back and looking at our problems from a different angle, we can often find new solutions or realize that things aren't as bad as they seem. Imagine you're stuck in traffic and feeling frustrated. Instead of complaining about the delay, try using that time to listen to an inspiring podcast, practice mindfulness, or simply enjoy a few moments of quiet reflection. You might arrive at your destination feeling calmer and more centered, despite the initial setback. The Stoic challenge: embrace the quiet strength. So here's the challenge. The next time you face a challenge, resist the urge to complain or vent. Instead, take a deep breath, focus on what you can control, and take action. Embrace the quiet strength that comes from within, and let your actions speak louder than your words. Remember, true strength isn't about avoiding challenges. It's about facing them with courage, resilience, and a Stoic mindset. By embracing this principle, you'll not only overcome obstacles more effectively, but also cultivate a deeper sense of inner peace and fulfillment. Lesson 2. don't reveal your secrets, the Stoic art of discretion. Welcome back, Stoic seekers. Today we're diving into another powerful Stoic key that can help you navigate life's complexities with grace and wisdom, the art of keeping your secrets. Now, this doesn't mean you have to become a mysterious recluse or avoid all forms of vulnerability. But the Stoics understood that not everything needs to be shared with everyone. There's a certain power and wisdom in discretion, in choosing carefully what you reveal and to whom. The Stoic stance on secrets. The Stoics believed that our inner world, our thoughts, dreams, and vulnerabilities are sacred. They recognized that sharing these intimate aspects of ourselves too freely can leave us exposed and susceptible to harm. As Seneca, the Stoic philosopher and statesman, wisely advised, "If you want to keep a secret, keep it to yourself." He understood that not everyone has our best interests at heart, and that sometimes the most painful wounds come from those closest to us. Protecting your inner sanctuary. Think of your secrets as a precious treasure, something to be guarded and cherished. By keeping them close, you're creating a safe space for yourself, a sanctuary where you can be vulnerable and authentic without fear of judgment or betrayal. This doesn't mean you have to be completely closed off or isolated, but it does mean being mindful of who you share your deepest thoughts and feelings with. It's about choosing your confidants wisely and building relationships based on trust and mutual respect. The power of self-control. Keeping secrets isn't just about protecting yourself. It's also about cultivating self-control and discipline. In a world that often encourages oversharing and instant gratification, the ability to hold back and exercise discretion is a valuable skill. Imagine you're working on a passion project, something you're truly excited about. Sharing your plans too early might lead to unwanted opinions, doubts, or even discouragement. But by keeping your project close to your chest until it's ready to be shared, you can maintain your focus, motivation, and creative freedom. The Stoic challenge: master the art of discretion. So, here's the challenge. Practice the art of discretion in your life. Be mindful of what you share and with whom. Cultivate a sense of self-control and protect your inner sanctuary. Remember, keeping secrets isn't about being secretive or deceitful. It's about honoring your own boundaries, respecting your own vulnerability, and choosing wisely who you let into your inner circle. By mastering this Stoic principle, you'll not only protect yourself from harm, but also cultivate a deeper sense of self-trust and inner peace. If you find value in this video, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, give us a thumbs up, and type "keep it up" in the comments below. Lesson 3. Don't talk about your achievements. The quiet power of humility. Hey there, Stoic seekers. Now we're diving into a lesson that's all about keeping it real, even when you're crushing it in life. Don't talk about your achievements. Now I know what you're thinking. Wait a minute. Shouldn't I celebrate my wins? Share my success with my friends and family? And yes, absolutely. It's important to acknowledge your accomplishments and feel proud of what you've achieved. But the Stoics offer a nuanced perspective on this, emphasizing humility, inner focus, and the true meaning of success. The Stoic take on achievements. The Stoics believed that true fulfillment comes from within, not from external validation or praise. They understood that bragging about your achievements can lead to arrogance, complacency, and even resentment from others. As Epictetus wisely put it, "Don't explain your philosophy, embody it." The Stoics believed that your actions should speak for themselves. Instead of boasting about your accomplishments, let your character, your work ethic, and your contributions to the world be your testament. The beauty of humility. Think of it this way. Imagine a skilled gardener who spends years cultivating a beautiful garden. They don't need to shout about their achievements from the rooftops. The vibrant flowers, the lush greenery, the bountiful harvest. These are the true testament to their dedication and skill. Similarly, when you focus on quietly doing your best, on constantly improving yourself and contributing to the world around you, your actions will naturally speak volumes. People will notice your dedication, your competence, and your genuine passion. The trap of external validation. In today's social media-driven world, it's easy to fall into the trap of seeking external validation. We post our achievements online, hoping for likes and comments, and measure our self-worth by the number of followers we have. But the Stoics would argue that true self-worth comes from within, not from the fleeting approval of others. By focusing on your internal progress, on becoming the best version of yourself, you'll cultivate a sense of self-confidence and fulfillment that doesn't depend on external recognition. You'll find joy in the process of learning and growing rather than solely in the outcome. The Stoic challenge: let your actions speak. So here's the challenge. The next time you achieve something great, resist the urge to boast or seek validation. Instead, take a moment to appreciate your hard work, acknowledge your growth, and then quietly move on to the next challenge. Let your actions be your loudest proclamation. Remember, true success isn't about the accolades or the applause. It's about living a life of purpose, integrity, and continuous self-improvement. By embracing the Stoic principle of humility, you'll not only achieve greater fulfillment, but also inspire others through your quiet strength and unwavering dedication. Lesson 4: the power of strategic silence, keeping your next move a mystery. What's up, future Stoics? Now we're talking strategy, patience, and a bit of mystery. We're diving into the Stoic principle of keeping your next steps to yourself. It's like being a chess master, making moves in silence while your opponent struggles to predict your next play. Now, you might be thinking, but shouldn't I share my goals and plans with others? Won't that help me stay accountable and get support? That's a fair point, and there are times when sharing can be beneficial. But the Stoics teach us that there's also immense power in holding back, in keeping your cards close to your chest. The Stoic take on future plans. The Stoics were all about focusing on what's within your control and accepting what's not. They understood that the future is uncertain and that talking too much about your plans can create unnecessary pressure and distraction. As Epictetus wisely said, "First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." The Stoics believed in action over words. Instead of boasting about your future plans, focus on taking concrete steps towards your goals. Why keep your plans secret? There are a few key reasons why the Stoics advocated for keeping your next moves under wraps. 1. Protect your focus. When you share your plans with others, you open yourself up to their opinions, doubts, and expectations. This can create unnecessary noise and distract you from your true purpose. By keeping your plans private, you can maintain laser-sharp focus on what matters most. 2. Avoid premature satisfaction. Announcing your goals can sometimes trick your brain into thinking you've already achieved them. This can lead to complacency and a loss of motivation. By keeping your plans secret, you stay hungry and driven to make them a reality. 3. Cultivate self-reliance. Relying too much on external validation and support can hinder your personal growth. By keeping your plans to yourself, you learn to trust your own judgment, make decisions independently, and take full ownership of your journey. Real-life examples. Silence in action. Let's bring this stoic wisdom into the real world. Imagine you're working on a side hustle, dreaming of turning it into a full-time gig. Sharing your plans too early might lead to well-meaning but discouraging advice or even jealousy from others. By keeping your hustle under wraps until you've built a solid foundation, you protect yourself from negativity and stay focused on your vision. Or perhaps you're training for a marathon. Announcing your goal to everyone might create pressure to perform, even if you're not fully prepared. By keeping your training quiet, you can focus on your own progress and avoid unnecessary stress. The Stoic Challenge. Embrace the power of strategic silence. So here's the challenge. The next time you're tempted to share your plans with the world, take a step back and consider the Stoic approach. Ask yourself, will sharing this help me achieve my goals, or will it create unnecessary distractions? Will it empower me, or will it make me dependent on external validation? Remember, keeping your next steps a mystery isn't about being secretive or deceitful. It's about being strategic, focused, and self-reliant. It's about creating space for your dreams to grow and flourish without the noise and pressure of the outside world. If you find value in this video, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, give us a thumbs up, and type "keep it up" in the comments below. Lesson 5. Don't talk about others. The Stoic path to a gossip-free zone. All right, Stoic Squad, let's dive into a lesson that's all about keeping it classy and avoiding the drama. Don't talk about others. Now I know in today's world of social media and reality TV, gossip can feel like the main course. But the Stoics teach us that true wisdom and inner peace come from focusing on our own actions and character, not on judging or criticizing others. The Stoic stance on gossip. The Stoics believed that our energy is best spent on self-improvement and contributing to the greater good, not on idle chatter or negativity. They understood that gossip can be harmful, spreading rumors, damaging reputations, and creating unnecessary conflict. As Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor and philosopher, wisely said, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." The Stoics focused on living virtuously, not on pointing fingers at others' shortcomings. The power of focusing on yourself. Think about it this way. Every minute you spend gossiping or judging others is a minute you're not spending on improving yourself or making a positive impact on the world. It's like getting caught up in a reality TV show instead of living your own awesome life. Instead of focusing on what others are doing or saying, turn your attention inward. Focus on your own actions, your own thoughts, and your own personal growth. By cultivating self-awareness and self-discipline, you'll become a more positive and influential force in the world. Creating a positive environment. The Stoics also recognize that our words and actions have a ripple effect. When we choose to avoid gossip and negativity, we create a more positive and supportive environment for ourselves and those around us. Imagine a workplace where everyone is focused on their own tasks and lifting each other up instead of gossiping and backstabbing. It would be a much more productive, enjoyable, and fulfilling place to be, right? The Stoic Challenge. Rise above the gossip. So, here's the challenge. The next time you're tempted to engage in gossip or negative talk about others, take a step back and choose the Stoic path. Focus on your own growth, cultivate compassion and understanding, and contribute to a more positive environment. Remember, true strength comes from within, not from tearing others down. By rising above the gossip and focusing on your own journey, you'll not only find inner peace, but also inspire others to do the same. Lesson 6. Don't talk about your good deeds, the quiet power of unspoken kindness. Hey there, Stoic seekers. Lesson 6 is all about keeping it real, even when you're doing awesome things in the world. Don't talk about your good deeds. Now, I know what you're thinking. Shouldn't I share my good deeds to inspire others? Or, isn't it okay to feel good about helping others? And yes, there's definitely truth in that. But the Stoics offer a unique perspective, emphasizing humility, inner motivation, and the true essence of virtue. The Stoic take on good deeds. The Stoics believed that true virtue lies in doing good for its own sake, not for recognition or praise. They understood that boasting about your good deeds can lead to arrogance, self-righteousness, and even diminish the impact of the act itself. As Seneca wisely put it, "The reward for a good deed is to have done it." The Stoics believed that the satisfaction of acting virtuously is its own reward. You don't need external validation or applause to feel good about doing the right thing. The beauty of unspoken kindness. Think of it this way. Imagine a quiet stream flowing through a forest, nourishing the plants and animals around it without seeking any recognition. Its gentle flow, its life-giving waters, speak volumes about its contribution to the ecosystem, even though it never utters a word. Similarly, when you perform acts of kindness without fanfare, your actions speak louder than any words. People will notice your generosity, your compassion, and your genuine desire to make a positive difference. The trap of external validation. In today's social media-driven world, it's easy to fall into the trap of seeking external validation for our good deeds. We post about our charitable donations, our volunteer work, or our random acts of kindness, hoping for likes and comments. But the Stoics would argue that true virtue comes from internal motivation, not from the fleeting approval of others. By focusing on doing good for its own sake, you'll cultivate a sense of genuine compassion and selflessness. You'll find joy in the act of giving rather than in the recognition it brings. The Stoic challenge: let your actions shine. So here's the challenge. The next time you do something kind or helpful, resist the urge to broadcast it to the world. Instead, savor the quiet satisfaction of knowing you've made a positive impact. Let your actions be your testament, your silent contribution to a better world. Remember, true virtue isn't about the spotlight or the accolades. It's about living a life of integrity, compassion, and selfless service. By embracing the Stoic principle of unspoken kindness, you'll not only make the world a better place, but also cultivate a deeper sense of inner peace and fulfillment. Lesson 7. The Stoic Shield. Guarding your weaknesses, building inner strength. What's up, Stoic warriors? Lesson 7 dives into a crucial aspect of self-preservation and growth. Don't speak of your weaknesses. Now, this might sound counterintuitive in a world that often encourages vulnerability and openness. But the Stoics offer a different perspective, one that emphasizes self-awareness, resilience, and strategic silence. The Stoics recognize that while acknowledging our flaws is essential for growth, Broadcasting our vulnerabilities can leave us exposed and susceptible to manipulation or harm. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca wisely noted, the person who reveals their weaknesses to the world is like a city without walls. Understanding the difference, flaws versus weaknesses. Before we dive deeper, let's clarify the distinction between flaws and weaknesses. Flaws are imperfections or mistakes in our character that we can recognize and work on. Acknowledging our flaws is a crucial part of self-improvement. Weaknesses, on the other hand, are vulnerabilities that can be exploited, triggering emotional turmoil or impulsive actions. They are the chinks in our armor, the areas where we're most susceptible to external influence or attack. The power of silent strength. The Stoics believed that true strength lies not in exposing our weaknesses, but in quietly working to overcome them. By keeping our vulnerabilities private, we protect ourselves from those who might seek to exploit them, whether intentionally or not. Imagine you have a tendency to get overwhelmed by stress. Sharing this openly might lead to others piling on more work or taking advantage of your good nature. But by silently developing coping mechanisms and building resilience, you can navigate stressful situations with greater ease and confidence. The Stoic challenge: turn weaknesses into strengths. So, here's the challenge. Instead of dwelling on or broadcasting your weaknesses, focus on transforming them into strengths. Use silence as a tool for introspection and self-improvement. Identify your vulnerabilities, develop strategies to overcome them, and let your actions speak louder than your words. Remember, true strength comes from within, not from external validation or pity. By embracing the Stoic principle of guarding your weaknesses, you'll not only protect yourself from harm, but also cultivate a quiet confidence and resilience that will empower you to face any challenge. If you find value in this video, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, give us a thumbs up, and type "keep it up" in the comments below. Lesson 8: The Unspoken Dream. Nurturing your aspirations in the quiet of your heart. What's up, dreamers and visionaries? Now, we're diving deep into the fascinating world of dreams and aspirations, but with a Stoic twist. We're exploring why it's often wiser to keep your deepest dreams close to your heart, nurturing them in the quiet of your inner world. Now, you might be thinking, shouldn't I share my dreams with others? Won't that help me stay motivated and accountable? And yes, there's definitely value in sharing your aspirations with trusted friends and mentors. But the Stoics teach us that there's also a unique power in holding back, in allowing your dreams to gestate and grow in the fertile soil of your own mind. The Stoic take on dreams. The Stoics were all about focusing on what's within your control and accepting what's not. They understood that while dreams are beautiful and inspiring, they're also fragile. Sharing them too soon or with the wrong people can expose them to doubt, negativity, and even ridicule. As Seneca, the Stoic philosopher and playwright, wisely said, "The greatest obstacle to living is expectancy, which hangs upon tomorrow and loses today." The Stoics believed in living in the present moment, focusing on taking action towards your goals rather than getting caught up in the fantasy of the future. Why keep your dreams secret? Let's explore a few reasons why the Stoics advocated for keeping your deepest dreams close to your heart. 1. Protect your vulnerability. Dreams are often deeply personal and intertwined with our sense of identity. Sharing them too freely can make us feel exposed and vulnerable, especially if we encounter skepticism or negativity. By keeping your dreams private, you create a safe space for them to grow and evolve without external interference. 2. Maintain intrinsic motivation. The Stoics believed that true motivation comes from within, not from external validation or pressure. When you share your dreams with others, you might become more focused on seeking their approval than on pursuing your own passions. By keeping your dreams secret, you stay connected to your intrinsic motivation, the fire that burns within you. 3. Cultivate patience and resilience. Big dreams often take time and effort to achieve. Sharing them prematurely can create unrealistic expectations and lead to disappointment if progress is slow. By keeping your dreams close, you can focus on the journey, celebrate small victories, and develop the patience and resilience needed to overcome obstacles. Real-life examples, the power of the unspoken dream. Let's bring this Stoic wisdom into the real world. Imagine you're dreaming of starting a non-profit organization to help underserved communities. Sharing your plans too early might lead to well-meaning but discouraging advice or even skepticism about your ability to succeed. By keeping your dream close until you've laid the groundwork, you protect yourself from negativity and stay focused on your mission. Or perhaps you're an aspiring artist working tirelessly to develop your skills and create a unique body of work. Sharing your work too soon might lead to harsh criticism or comparisons to others. By keeping your creations private until you're ready to share them with the world, you can cultivate your own artistic voice and avoid unnecessary self-doubt. The Stoic Challenge. Nurture your dreams in silence. So, here's the challenge. The next time you're bursting with excitement about a dream, take a moment to pause and reflect. Ask yourself, will sharing this dream help me achieve it, or will it create unnecessary distractions? Will it empower me, or will it make me dependent on external validation? Remember, keeping your deepest dreams secret isn't about being secretive or ashamed. It's about creating a sacred space for your aspirations to grow and flourish, free from the noise and expectations of the outside world. It's about trusting your own inner compass and allowing your dreams to unfold at their own pace. Lesson 9. The Sanctuary of Solitude. Embracing the quiet strength within. Hey there, solitude seekers. In our final lesson of this series, we're exploring the profound value of solitude and why the Stoics believed in keeping these moments sacred and private. In today's hyper-connected world, solitude is often seen as something to be avoided. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to be social, to connect, to never be alone. But the Stoics saw solitude not as a weakness, but as a source of strength, clarity, and deep connection with oneself. The Stoic Embrace of Solitude. The Stoics understood that true self-discovery and inner peace often come in moments of quiet contemplation, away from the noise and distractions of the world. They recognized that solitude provides the space to reflect on our values, confront our fears, and cultivate a deeper sense of self-reliance. As Seneca beautifully put it, loneliness is the poverty of self. Solitude is the richness of self. The Stoics believed that solitude is not about being alone, it's about being present with yourself, nurturing your inner world, and finding contentment in your own company. Why keep your solitude sacred? Let's explore a few reasons why the Stoics advocated for keeping your moments of solitude private. 1. Protect your inner sanctuary. Solitude is a precious gift, a time to connect with your deepest thoughts and feelings. Sharing these intimate moments too freely can dilute their power and make you feel vulnerable. By keeping your solitude sacred, you create a safe haven for self-discovery and personal growth. 2. Avoid misinterpretation. Not everyone understands the value of solitude. Some might see it as a sign of loneliness or social awkwardness. By keeping your solitary practices private, you avoid unnecessary judgment and protect the integrity of your inner journey. 3. Cultivate self-reliance. In solitude, we learn to rely on ourselves for comfort, guidance, and inspiration. We develop a deeper sense of self-trust and inner strength. Sharing these moments too readily can create a dependence on external validation, undermining the self-reliance that solitude fosters. Real-life examples: the power of silent solitude. Let's bring this stoic wisdom into the real world. Imagine you have a daily meditation practice that helps you center yourself and find clarity. Sharing this practice with others might lead to well-meaning but distracting questions or even skepticism. By keeping your meditation practice private, you protect its sacredness and maintain its transformative power. Or perhaps you enjoy taking long walks in nature, allowing your mind to wander and your creativity to flow. Sharing these solitary moments too often might lead to others wanting to join you, disrupting the quiet contemplation that fuels your inspiration. By keeping these walks to yourself, you preserve their unique magic and creative potential. The Stoic Challenge: embrace the richness of solitude. So here's the challenge. Carve out time for solitude in your life and treat it as a sacred practice. Whether it's meditation, journaling, spending time in nature, or simply sitting in silence, create a space for quiet contemplation and self-discovery. Remember, solitude is not about isolation. It's about cultivating a deep connection with yourself. By embracing the richness of solitude, you'll tap into your inner wisdom, nurture your creativity, and build a foundation of strength and resilience that will serve you well in all aspects of your life. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the 9 Stoic Keys to outsmarting everybody else. Remember, true wisdom comes not from external validation or social comparison, but from cultivating inner strength, self-awareness, and a deep connection to your own values and purpose. By embracing these Stoic principles, you'll not only navigate life's challenges with greater ease, but also unlock a profound sense of peace, fulfillment, and happiness. Keep practicing, keep growing, and keep shining your Stoic light.